and Seth Chalk. At least 150 years. He had no exact count. It was a year since he'd escaped the thrall of a sorcery that had held him in stasis most of that time. He knew the intervening years of strife and horror, the years of the rise and growth of the Ladies' Empire, only by repute after the fact. He, Bowmans or Seth Chalk, was a living artifact from before the fact. A fool who had had no business surviving it, who wanted to use these last unexpected gift years to expiate the guilt that was his for his part in the awakening and release of the ancient evil. These idiots were not ready to believe that, no matter that he'd damned near gotten himself killed, keeping that dragon off them during the big final throat-cutting in the Barrowland last winter. Damned fools! He had done all the damage he could do in one lifetime. The three brothers came from somewhere up forward, joined the watch. So it was not one of them who had shouted, but Bowmans knew that. Two of the three could not speak any language he understood. The third managed Forsberger so brokenly, it was not worth his trouble to try. The fool who could understand a little of Bowman's antiquated Forsberger could not sign. Of course. So any communication not heard directly by Silent or lip-read by Darling got garbled and lost. Only the stones communicated like regular people. They didn't like talking to rocks. There was something perverse about holding converse with rocks. The trouble with being here was that the human beings, though lunatics, were the sanest, most believable part of the furnishings. For the first time in his life, if he wanted to build cloud castles, he had to go look down. They had press-ganged him at that camp in the Windy Country. He was on the back of one of those fabulous monsters out of the Plain of Fear, a wind whale. The beast was 1,000 feet long and nearly 200 wide. From below, it looked like a cross between a man-o-war jellyfish and the world's biggest shark. From up top where Bowman's was, the broad flat back looked like something from an opium smoker's pipe dream. Like the imaginary forests that might grow in those vast caverns, said to lie miles beneath the surface of the earth. This forest was haunted by enough weird creatures to populate anyone's fancy nightmare. A whole zoo. And all sentient. The wind whale was going somewhere in a hurry, but was not getting there fast. There had been headwinds all the way, and every so often the monster had to go down and tear up a couple 100 acres to take the edge off its hunger. The damned thing stank like 7 zoos. A couple weird characters had singled him out for relentless harassment. One was a little rock monkey, mostly tail, no bigger than a chipmunk. It had a high, squeaky, nagging voice that made him remember his long-dead wife, though he never understood a word it said. There was a shy, centauroid creature, put together backward, with the human-like part in the rear. That part of her was